Hvala Milan. V tem trenutku smo na valovih Radia Študent. No, upajmo, da smo. So at this moment we are on Radio Student Airwaves, so to locate ourselves. And somehow it starts again. So please Milan, continue.
Thank you. večer, drage poslušalce Radija Student. Stefan Dobner. Dežurni moderator tem na okolju kapelce, ne, kar nismo še povedali, sem jaz, ne. In zdaj ne bomo več govorili slovensko, ne, zato ker Slovenca je premalo na svetu, ne, oziroma saj tle v galeriji kapelca, ampak bomo prišli na to srednjeevropsko angleščino in probali identificirati vse prisotne in na ta način sestaviti smisel, ne? So, at this moment we switch to English, which is at this location a better decision. I have to tell everybody that we are live on this famous radio's airwaves, 40 years, which we are using to do something which is not so much format like conventional radio, and the night times are have been in the past the only way, almost the only way. Sometimes we managed to do it after before midnight even, but that was in some special occasions. So here is Medard, who has been with us for the past 3 days, and maybe today we will actually at some later hour jump at this problem of precarious workers, yeah, and honorariums and this kind of stuff which we said that is necessary to be said. And tonight we have been in connection to Radio Helsinki in Graz with Reni and Jogi Hofmiller, Martin Schitter. Those guys I know, but the others I don't know, and they sent their physical representation and a message also. So what is the message?
The message from Graz is the border of the medium is the border of the freedom.
Die Grenze des Mediums ist die Grenze der Freiheit seien.
Or also meja media je meje svobode bivaje.
Yeah, this last thing I didn't understand. You both work at Radio Helsinki?
He does.
Me, I work at Radio Helsinki. I have a literature broadcast there, and yeah, and I do it for 1 year, something like that. And we both have a terror group called RAP 1 hoch 2, and we decided to do this intervention today, and with Martin Schitter and the guys from Helsinki, and yeah, that's it.
You said group therapy for...
No, not a group therapy, a terror group and action group, and we call it terror group, and we do some sort of intervention and some mean things and theoretical things. Yes, we want to intervene in some structures and analyze some structures, and this is one of our interventions.
You had quite a concrete problem at the Grenze, at the border, which was the reason why this kind of statement message was sent. Explain your words.
Yes, we had been stopped by police, and one of the girls who had been with us had no passport, but she had her driving license, and they said it's a driving license is no passport, and so this border still exists between Slovenia and Austria, and it's still not possible for people to go from one place to another without getting controlled. Everywhere is this control. You're getting controlled when you produce media, if you transmitting messages, everything must be controlled, and it's a filter,
It's a filter, and this is the sense of terror that you have, this anti-terrorists 2001 after situation.
It's some sort of ironical labeling, of course, because we don't do physical, we don't do bad things in a physical form, but in a theoretical and but a practice, of course, we tried to transform, of course, intellectual stuff into practice. That's it's a normal way to be, but it's often seen as some sort of maybe terrorism, something which is out of structure and want to be out of structure.
Yeah, and I understand. And terrorism, I think it's a good word. It's actually something which kind of brings out this mystified feeling of which you can feel actually on some person or body level, fear. You think about it, and then probably if you have 5 minutes, you understand it. I hope that you will join later on in some of discussions. Which are not clear yet at this point, but we try to figure out some relation to these 40 years of Radio Student and speak it bluntly, so to say, speak some kind of truth, not withhold ourselves, which actually is not such an easy thing to do, but here, dislocated, we have this chance, so... Okay.
Thank you.
Now to the other people here, who is here, who is not from our beautiful town. So what language do you speak?
English actually. Dutch and English. Actually Dutch, yeah. I'm from Belgium, she's from the Netherlands.
Well, you have to explain what are you doing here and some other layers also.
I think she's more in entitled to do that because she's the reason why I'm here, so yeah.
We are just searching for adventure. But I met Stefan, I think his name is Stefan, yesterday, because I was just wandering through the city, and I went on this squat place, and he was sitting there.
The rock, huh?
Voila, that one. And he told me about this, and so we thought, nah, let's have a look. So we are really just visitors, but she already did something with her voice and tried to be a part of your experiment. But we are actually from a theater group, and we are performing here in Ljubljana, and voila.
Exodus Festival?
At the Exodus Festival, really, yeah.
No, this is all, just continue.
Okay, I will tell you something about our performance. Or actually, Vincent is going to do it.
So I'm going to tell you about the performance. We're playing at the Tobacna site here in Ljubljana. Tobacna, yeah, it's right. We're from Crew. We're actually doing a multimedia theater play. We're working with a lot of video, omnidirectional video and VR. And okay, so I got the mic myself now. And we're trying. We have set up a performance in the Tobacna here in Ljubljana. We've been performing this from Tuesday, performing also tomorrow. It's a kind of an immersive spectacle for one person at a time, 13 persons or 14 persons a day. A lot of
which time for one person?
Excuse me?
How much time for one?
It's like 14 minutes and it starts with a walk outside. So there's a walk outside.
40 minutes for 40. One person?
40.
Yeah. 40 minutes, uh-huh.
So we, for one person, so we work.
So no audience, only,
yeah, it's only
are in the
ear. Sorry, you must talk on the microphone.
Sorry?
You must talk on the microphone, listening, you must hear you.
Yeah, okay, sorry. So it's a really performance for one person at a time, 40 minutes long, and you really are in the inside of the performance. So you're not looking at something, you're really inside a sort of virtual reality. But it's also, yeah, another kind of reality we put you in. And with a sort of video goggles on your head and with omnidirectional video. So you can turn your head and you can look everywhere where you want. You've got a sort of ball of video around your head. Yeah, it's quite a... Wait, Vincent is going to continue.
What I have about my head, I don't understand.
You've got video goggles, so like two little screens in front of your eyes. And if you move your head, you can look around in a space. So we film with a camera who films 360 degrees. So we've got actually a bubble of video. So not one square, but you've got video everywhere. And if you turn your head, you can look around in that ball of video.
I understand.
It's like in a game, actually. We work.
Doing that, I understand.
Oh, that's great. That was great. So every person gets this pair of video goggles and a tracker on his head, and then he walks around in some images he's never seen before. We made a performance. We played with a lot of cameras. We played with a lot of different perspectives, and we played with a lot of recordings and live. And we mix it all together. We mix it with different audio tracks, and that's our performance.
And you have 14 minutes for me today.
No problem, yeah, it's fully booked, the performance. It's also the problem.
From the outside.
Yeah, you can always visit us if you want.
And the nice thing
with the whole video thing, with the omnidirectional video, is that you can meet yourself in life. So you see somebody walking, and you're walking towards him, and it's you. And you're walking actually behind yourself, and you can crash into yourself, and it's really freaky because you're standing here and seeing yourself in another place.
I seen myself in some drugs, and yeah. But that is art.
It's art, it's theater, yeah. And we don't give the people anything, only video goggles. And an actor, which is she? Yes.
What you say, the beautiful actors for Arabia, how it's in the role.
You can't hear that part. I didn't understand what you meant.
What will say the actors of that beautiful actors?
Well, I kind of tell a story. I tell the person's story, and I guide him through this virtual world. Make sure he doesn't fall or stumble or anything like that, but he looks to the things he has to see. And I kind of become this little voice inside his head.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah. It's freaky.
Freaky. Okay. Maybe I will...
You have problems. So we move a little bit further the dark we already mentioned. Stefan. Stefan, you had today, tonight even, a very nice performance. Maybe we will repeat it afterwards, but now it's time for some words. Stefan is part of Circulatia, which is today's host actually of this event. And he's German. I could have met him 20 years ago, yeah. Okay, so I don't know actually what to ask you. Explain a little bit of what you're doing today.
What I'm doing today, I try to deal with my new short, small version of the MIDI shelf, which is assemblage of different household devices, and I try to make them in a way into a noise orchestra or into a nice noise orchestra. I try to find out sounds which can fly somehow, some like little things which just like stupidly sound. And with this I try to make some poetic moments. Not poetry, but poetic moments. I try to make them alive in a different way. And this is what I was dealing with today. What is the difference between the poetry and the poetic moments? Poetry is written. And perhaps it's also, I don't know, it's these poetic moments are just coming and passing, and they can happen without any will, in a way. I mean, it's like I have the will to find something, but there is no will to find something special, like I mean this or that. So I'm searching and I find in between, and these things I try to keep and to unfold and to form into something new and to handle with, and then it's like balls which you play with and then they just drop away again, and things fall asleep, and later I wake them up again.
can we continue